And we're back here on AM 1230 WFAS. This is Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. I'm Roy G. Still live with my man Bruce Hall, who is in Augusta, Georgia, covering the Masters. We're going to jump into some NBA here now. And now, Bruce, you asked me about the Celtics and whether or not they are playoff contenders. And do I think they're going to make the playoffs? Absolutely, they're going to be in the playoffs. But this Boston Celtics team is not the team that we saw a couple years ago. They're older. They still have their big three, but you can argue that they started the big three in the NBA. So they're aging. They're on the downslope. I don't think they can match up with Chicago or Miami. I don't even think they can really match up with a New York team if that matchup were to happen. I think the NBA in the Eastern Conference, the two top teams, I see them going far. I mean, that's my Eastern Conference final right there, are the Bulls and Miami.
So you like the Bulls now?
I love the Bulls. In the East, I love the Bulls and I love Miami. Orlando, it's hard to tell what's going on with the Magic, especially as of recent. With all the drama that's going on in the locker room, with Stan Van Gundy and Dwight Howard. Dwight Howard saying that behind closed doors that he wants Van Gundy out. Van Gundy breaks it to the media. Dwight Howard pulls a, oh my gosh, I can't believe that just got leaked. I gotta kiss up to everybody. So
I love Van Gundy. I just love the guy.
And he's playing everything cool.
You know what he said? He said, you know, Do I know my sources? They were asking him, who are your sources for this information? He goes, I'm a head coach. Yeah. I don't need
sources. What do you mean,
talk,
sources?
People talk to me, you know? Yeah. It's like they haven't run me out of town yet. Hey, the Dallas Mavericks are playing the Grizzlies right now. Both of these teams have very similar teams. Which of these two teams is going to go further, Roy?
I like Dallas. Their experience, they got Dirk. Who you know, every year Dirk Nowitzki is an MVP candidate. I mean, even when he's having a down year, the dude takes control of ball games. They've been there. They got a veteran squad. The Memphis team, they're young. I like them. I like their talent. I like what they got going on there. But Dallas, to me, with Jason Kidd, I mean, my first NBA jersey that I ever bought was a Jason Kidd jersey.
My son asked for it.
And the dude's still in the league. So that tells you about the veteran leadership on this Dallas Mavericks team. I mean, they're the champs. Until you knock them off, they're the champs. But you know who I've been talking about of the Western Conference all year, preseason and everything, and it's OKC, my boy Kevin Durant out there and Russell Westbrook. I mean, those guys are getting it done. So
right.
Durant.
Is OJ Mayo getting a lot of time? I remember when O.J. Mayo was playing ball.
Yeah.
Wasn't O.J. Mayo, was he in Memphis or Tennessee? He was University of Tennessee, right? He played for the guy that got in trouble.
O.J. Mayo? He's from West Virginia. Not the university, but he grew up in West Virginia.
Right.
And he was recruited by Bobby Huggins, who is now the WVU coach. And he was a one and done guy. I believe he went to USC. OJ Mayo did, and he played out there with.
You know what? You're right. He did. He played at Southern Cal.
Yeah, and he played out
for
there.
For some reason, I thought he went to Tennessee. But you know why I thought that? There's a linebacker for the New England Patriots that played at University of Tennessee.
Okay.
And his name's Mayo too, Gerard Mayo. Hey, I get my Mayo mixed up with my mustard. I was watching highlights of this Dallas-Memphis game. Memphis jumped out to like some 26-7 lead early in this game, and now it's 86-78.
Yeah, you can't count them out. I mean, the Mavericks, they're like I said, they're a veteran squad.
They score in a hurry, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hey, how about now? There's a final here. Houston beat the Lakers in L.A. I mean, is L.A. done? Talk to me. You pay more attention to Kobe than I do.
When Kobe
was having problems in a hotel with a young lady, I just kind of got away from Kobe. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I really didn't care much about him anymore. And the guy is one of the most phenomenal players in the history of the NBA, no question.
Yeah.
But he seems like he's not trying. I mean, it seems like he really doesn't care.
I wouldn't say that he's not trying. When you go from a Phil Jackson system where everything is run, get, you know, you're running the triangle offense, it's all about the scores.
Right.
And then you convert over to a Brown kind of system, which is all about defense and shutting things down and playing more what an NHL fan would call playoff
sure.
ball.
Sure.
Then you're going to butt heads. There's going to be the transition period. The Lakers are still they're still a favorite coming out of the coming out of the West because they have Kobe Bryant. You know, they do have a Pau Gasol. So they have a Bynum who, when healthy, is a force down low. I mean, they're still a very good basketball team, but the transition systems. I mean, there's just a lot going on in LA right now.
Well, you know, I'm looking right now. Kobe, you know, this game obviously is over, but Kobe, they lost today. But Kobe was, you know, he had a pretty good game. He had 28 points, 8 for 20 from the floor, 11 of 11 from the charity line. You know, his plus minus was minus 16, which, you know, you wonder about that sometimes. And you know what? I never paid attention to that until they started using it on a regular basis. When I started noticing plus minus was when my high school coach was showing me how he uses it to basically determine who's doing a good job and who's not. And now I start, you know, looking at box scores in the NBA, and I mean, it really is true. Sometimes the best guys are in there when there's a plus. You know, those are some pretty good players. Obviously, later tonight on the West Coast, Phoenix. Actually, the Lakers lost to Houston last night.
Yeah, that's Friday. It was Friday night.
Yeah, they're in Phoenix tonight.
Yeah,
playing the Suns. Portland is losing right now at the end of the third quarter, 86-83 to Portland. To Milwaukee. Portland's losing to them. New Orleans beat Minnesota, 92-86.
And that Milwaukee game, that's a big game for the Knicks.
Yeah,
because the Knicks are trying to stay a game ahead of those Bucks, who are, I mean, the Bucks with Jennings, I mean, they're a young, feisty team. A lot of people think Milwaukee, and they think they're done. They think that they're out. They think it's an easy walkover win. But these Bucks, I mean, they're playing tough these days. They gave the Knicks a run for their money a couple games ago. So I still think that the Bucks are out and the Knicks are in. But that's just me. I wouldn't count the Bucks out. Like, but everybody is. if you ask an NBA fan, the Knicks are in. But don't count your chickens before your hatch. I guess New York is the lesson there.
Well, you know, I mean, they really could use this game against the Bulls tomorrow. The Bulls have only lost 13 games all year, so I mean, they come in a 1 o'clock game in the Garden. You know, they're going to give it all they got. They're not going to show up and just cruise.
Yeah, and they got the Bulls. They got the Bulls tomorrow night, or if, for all of you listening, tonight on Sunday night, and then they got them again on Tuesday. They got the Bulls back to back. One of the best teams in the league. That's tough. But we're going to get into that and a little bit more on the other side of the break here. This is AM 1230 WFAS.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership.